songs?
Haven't got that art. Not that kind of art, anyhow. I'm going to have something very, very special today and perhaps next week too. It's just some people grab your titles. Anyone remember what Wendy said right at the very beginning today?
Relationships,
that's exactly what it is. Wendy said that we must have a relationship with God. That's extremely, and I want to tell you today, if I can, from God's word, how you get that best relationship. There's a special word called prosyuke. Prosyuke. It's just a Greek word for something we know all about. No, something we know but might not know all about. And that simple word is prayer. Prosyuke. The Greek word for prayer, and it talks about our relationship with God, worship, communion with God. Two people talking to God, talking, and one is God. Now, it's important that we learn through prayer to have an actual experience with God. Did you know that? Prayer is the opportunity for you and for me to have a relationship with God. That's the way in. That's the road. The trouble is that we have a tendency. I should keep it personal. I have a tendency for a lot of things that I want to remind God that I need them. Now, it might be my family, it might be my son and my daughters that I want them to be saved. It might be family, it might be other needs. But I have a habit of just coming to God and say, Lord, bless them, touch them, quicken them. But what about my relationship with God? What is prayer? What is it? You heard that song, Telephone to Jesus, haven't you? Telephone to Jesus, always on the line. You can talk to Jesus almost any time. That one goes right through and it talks about the Spirit on the line, made by God the Father for his very own. Do you feel anything when you pray? Do you feel that you are in a relationship with God when you bow to pray? Or when you, wherever you are, to pray? Prayer is talking with God. Prayer is listening to God. And prayer is enjoying the fellowship with him. Is that your experience of prayer? Talking to God, listening to God, and enjoying that relationship. I learned a song a long while back in the 50s. Russell might know it, and it says, it goes, my God and I walk through the fields together. We walk and talk as good friends should and do. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadow, you. Is that the experience we can have with God? I know it sounds a bit far out, doesn't it? A bit far-reaching, having a relationship with God. It's about worship, about confession, about thanksgiving, about praise, about petition, about warfare. Do you remember the film, War Room? It's all about warfare, about really having a challenge in your prayer life, to spend time with God in prayer, communion with him, loving him, in the same way that a man and woman meets somewhere in the young, perhaps younger days, come together and love each other. Come together, then marry each other, then live together. It's a love relationship, or should be. So that's the way God works. That's the way we work And that's the way God would need from us. We pray because we love God. We pray because we are dependent upon God. Do you know that? God made you in the image of himself. He said he made you in the image of God. After his likeness, he made us. And that connection draws us back. We are a spiritual being. It draws us back. And the Bible says in Colossians 3:4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, we shall appear with him in glory. In our life, Christ lives. He is part of us. God made you with a place for himself because you are made in the image of God. You are a spiritual being. You have a relationship, or should have a relationship, with God. It's necessary for the end of our life to have a relationship with him. Is prayer important to you? How often do you pray? How often do you pray to God? Several times a day. How often do you read his word? You see, they're linked. You pray, he can answer you in his word. Or he can speak into your heart. He can speak into your thoughts. But God speaks to us often through his word. Continue earnestly in praying, being vigilant in thanksgiving. Or then he, Jesus, spoke a parable, and he said that men ought always to pray and not lose heart. It's important for us to pray. We need to pray. We need to understand the authority of God. Pray without ceasing. You say, can't do that. I've got lots of other things to do, things on my mind, things I've got to do, places to work, going out, coming in. Got to no possibility. Prayer is so vital. Prayer is so vital that it sets your relationship with God. No prayer, no relationship. That's the way God works. No connection, no line. You know, years ago, and for the older ones will understand, they had party lines in farms. You know, you wound the dasher and five people picked up the phone. You only want to talk to one, but they're all in the conversation. Then we've got phone lines everywhere. Some of them then went under the things, and you've got copper lines under your house. And if you're trying to get NBN, you only got copper here and you've got the other one there. So today you've got the lines. But now, I know my daughter is way out in the bush a bit, and I suppose some of the others can, and all the rest of those that are up in the farm, have a satellite. So you pick up a mobile phone and you can talk around the world to people. No wires, no nothing. So what about prayer? What about prayer? Have you ever thought of the satellite that God has? He's got a lot of them up there. If he needs a satellite to bounce off, I'll tell you what, he has a lot. We need to pray because God will hear us. We need to pray. Jesus said we need to pray always and be accounted worthy. That's important to God. Our prayer life is important. Why do you pray? Because you want something. Is that why we pray? Because we want something. We need something, and we need it now. We often pray. We've got a few things that Daphne and I pray for on a regular basis. We've been praying for them for nearly 60 years, some of them. So there are things that you want God to bless you with, and some things that perhaps it's a waiting time. But God does answer, he does hear, and he does meet our needs. Oh, why should we pray? Because he asked us to, and because we love him. Did Jesus pray? I'd like you to tell me, why Jesus? Why did he need to pray? Why did he go out at night and pray? Why did he spend all day in prayer? Why did he go up on the mountain to pray? Listen, he was God manifest in the flesh. He was God manifest in the flesh. Why did he need to pray? Because he had a Father above that said, "This is my Son, hear him. This is my beloved Son, hear him." It was important for Jesus on this earth, born in the flesh, to communicate with his Father. If he needed to communicate, heavens, how much more do you and I need to communicate with God? Even if it's just to tell him we love him. Even if it's just to prepare our life for the future in front of us. Sometimes we wonder how much time we have. A couple of weeks ago, I spent 2 days in hospital, Monday and Wednesday, in and out. Just because the heart wouldn't stop beating at 165 a minute, and they give you, and so they decide, oh, well, we'll kill him off for a few seconds and then bring him back to life again. So that's what they do. They just give you an injection, and you watch the line go like this, and then goes and then goes whew, flat line across, and then you're all right. You go, why do you laugh? Look, I'm here. Yes, it is still going. One on Monday, one on Wednesday. And you go to see the cardiologist. He says, I don't know, well, it's natural. It just happens. Happens, it won't kill you, so don't worry about it. Okay, so Jesus would go out in the morning before the sun was up, before people were around, before it was day. He'd rise up and he went out and he departed into the desert place. And there, Jesus prayed. Friends, it's important to look at the scriptures. And if Jesus needed to communicate with his Father, we do. Even if it's not to ask him for something. But it's for our relationship with God, to keep that relationship, to form that good relationship. We need to be following him. We need often to reach out to him. Pray always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, the Bible says. Do you pray like that? Do you feel the presence of God? Does it ever occur to you that God is with you? What does he say? He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. He is closer than hands or feet. He's closer than a brother. He's there all the time. He sees everything you do. He hears everything you say. He notices everything you think. That's how close God is. And we need to have a relationship with him in such a way that we have a communication together and we can get that communication through reading this Bible. He is with us. Prayer is so important. The Old Testament talks about it, and they people didn't have much relationship with God in those days. And yet David in the Psalms, Psalm 100 and verse 4 said, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name." Have ever you felt that you've been in his courts in praise? Have you ever felt that you have been in the presence of God? Have you ever felt that God is walking with you? Like that we could enter down into the garden and walk and talk with him. How do you pray? How do we pray to God? Jesus told his disciples, when you pray, say, "Our Father who art in heaven," what is it? "Hallowed be thy name." Worship God, respect God. Then what does he say? "Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come." Hey? You want God's will done on earth? Boy, you better start praying. God gives us the prayer. It's not just one long prayer, but it's a whole lot of parts to pray. It's a whole lot of parts in our walk to learn. And that's one of them, that God would like us to be like him. It says that all the way through scriptures, to be like him, to do the things that he wants us to do, to say the things that he wants us to say, go to the places that he wants us to go, be the person he wants us to be. Prayer is absolutely necessary to the Christian. God demands it. If you want a relationship with God, the relationship that Wendy was talking about this morning comes through the Word, and she mentioned the Word. She mentioned the necessity to have a close relationship with God, and it's important to us. Without it, we will die. Spiritually, we will die. What's the most important prayer that God gave to us? A simple one. He said in Matthew 7, this is like this: ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. How good is that? Knock and it shall be opened. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. That's God's promise to you. Ask and you can have those things. As long as they're within the plan and purpose of God's will. You know that. You know it's not within your will, but in the will and promises that God has given to you. And then when you've got all that, rejoice evermore and pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for me, for you. He says it's God's will for you, concerning you in having that relationship with God. The Bible tells us that years ago, King Solomon, you know, he was the king, greatest king with knowledge. He fell down at the end, but Solomon was a great king. But Solomon in the Bible tells us that he built a little platform. It was 7.5 feet long, 4.5 feet high, and a little platform that he stood on. And it says that he stood in front of his congregation and he knelt. Why would a king kneel in front of his people, raised his hands to heaven, and he began to pray and said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you. You are in heaven and earth, keeping his gracious covenant and his promises to your servant, people who walk before you with a whole heart. Are we like that? Are we like that? Talking before. Then Jesus took his disciples into a temple. And there were people everywhere. And there was a Pharisee praying away there. All the money that he'd given in his tithes and all the things that he'd done and all the places he'd been and all the places he was going. And then there was another tax collector over in the corner with his head bowed, standing afar off, the Bible says, striking his chest and saying unto him, God, turn away from me with your wrath. I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. You know, that's the way God deals with us. He wants us to pray. He wants us to come with us in humility. And because you and I never do anything wrong, we don't have to come with confession, do we? So we don't have to come with those things. We don't remember them. When we've confessed, then God doesn't remember them. But for the time being, we're probably still carrying a few around. One of the most amazing answers to prayer, and this is a good one, you know, Abraham had a son. His name was Isaac. And so Abraham grabbed a servant out of his list of many that he had, and he said, I want you to go off down the way somewhere and find a wife for my son, Isaac. I don't know how he would feel. I don't know how I'd feel if I was sent off to do a job like that. But that was the job that he was sent off. So he went off down and he took all the gifts that he had to take, a few camels and whatever. So he went off for a couple of days. He went away. And he stopped along the road one day and he said, how am I going to do this? He wasn't a godly man, so how am I going to do this? How am I going to get a wife for my son? How do you do that sort of thing? So he sort of muttered a sort of a prayer. Look, if some woman comes along and she feeds my cattle and my sheep and my camels, and then she offers me a place to go and stay for the night, then I'll know that's the woman that I've got to take back for Abraham's son. Now, what sort of a prayer is that? Honestly. Anyhow, he gets to a place where the water hole is, and he's just sitting down there, and suddenly this very lovely lady comes along, and she starts feeding his animals. And then next minute, she walks up to him and says, my father has a lot of place and she has lots of food. He has lots of hay. He has lots of other things. And he has a place for you to sleep this night. And that lady's name was Rebekah. And the man himself bows down and he begins to pray. And he said, Lord, praise him, the God of my master, who has not withheld his kindness and faithfulness from my master. Doesn't give credit to himself, but rather to his master. You know, I look at that and I think, Lord, teach us how to pray. Teach us to reach God. Teach us how to pray. How do we approach God? Solomon felt it was necessary to kneel. The man in the temple stood and bowed. And then there was Peter. You remember Peter? They had been out fishing, and all night they were out fishing, both sides of the boat. They'd fished everywhere and never got one. And Jesus there on the beach, who knows everything anyhow, yelled out to them and says, take your boat out and cast out on the other side. Don't tell us how to fish. We've been doing it all our life. Just go out and cast out on the other side. And so they did. They cast out on the other side and their net was filled enough to fill all the boats that were there with these fish. And it was Peter who jumped into the water, got out and stood before, actually knelt, fell on his face before Jesus. And it said to him, go away from me, because I am a sinner, O Lord. He's walked with him for years. How do you feel when you come into the presence of God? Do you feel anything when you pray? I ask you again, do you feel anything when you pray at all? Is prayer a serious thing with you? And I repeat it again, Wendy told us it's a relationship with God. No prayer, no relationship. Poor attitude to prayer, a poor relationship with God. Don't get it any other way. If you think you can get away and be a Christian and come to church and go to heaven without praying, you're wrong. Not because I say so. Not because Ken Johnson learned it in theological college. Not so, because the Bible says so. God is good. God is faithful. And he asks us to be dedicated to prayer. Friends, it needs to be the most important part of your Christian life. Your relationship with God. If it's a good relationship, then you'll feel good with God and you'll feel good with everyone else. And you'll feel good on the inside because you're in touch with the Creator. Continue earnestly in prayer. We need to be vigilant and with thanksgiving. And we ought always to pray and never lose heart. The Bible tells us to watch, therefore, and pray. Should Jesus come? My favourite subject. Should Jesus come today? We've got family at home. They came up the other day, Friday night, and they brought a little baby. 6 weeks old, is it? Baby, your little baby, 6 weeks old. We were supposed to go down and see it, but I wasn't quite prepared. And so they came up, so we have them with us at home. So it's important for us to learn to pray and have a close relationship with God, to talk with him, walk with him. This is what the Bible tells us. Either we are in relationship with God and we've learnt to wait on him in prayer, or we don't. Either we are dependent on God in prayer and we go to him, or we don't. As earnest Christians, we allow ourselves to be led by him in prayer, or we don't. Friends, do you have a close relationship with God? Do you pray? Have you found the way to the throne room with God? The song says, through the veil, through the blood, past the veil, into the holiest of holiest. Have you found your way into that place? That veil has been rent for you. It has been rent for this generation of Gentiles, for you and I, to go through that veil by the shed blood of Jesus Christ and go into his holy presence with him and abide with him. Do you love him enough to do that? I implore you today, learn to pray. Father, we give you thanks for your goodness. We give you thanks for your presence here with us today. We give you thanks that you are a wonderful, eternal, loving God. And you love each one of us. And you would draw us into your presence through prayer. We ask again, dear Lord, teach us to pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.